Hi, this is a dictation for Stephen Saffron. S-T, T like Tom, S-T-E-V-E-N, last name is Saffron, S-A-F-R-A-N. Date of birth 2/5/1968, date of accident 2/13/2022, and date of service 1/26/2023. The patient reports that his pain started from the day of accident. There was a 34-car pileup on I-696 near Farmington Road, and he was even interviewed on the Channel 7. The patient reported that his chief complaints are that he has a severe pain in the lower back and middle back, and pain in the right elbow, right wrist, and right forearm. Intense pain. He would like to continue his massage and laser and physical therapy to bring further help. And he has an IME on December 23, 2022. Remember, this accident happened 1 year ago on 2/13/2022. The patient reported that these pains have been experienced daily and almost continuously, and are described as sharp, aching, and tender, and they are varying from 2 to 9. The ADLs are affected around 5 or 6. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting and bending and improved by nothing. And pain is localized to the lower back and mid back without any radiation to the arm or the legs. So far, the patient reports that there is no numbness, tingling, pins and needle, muscle weakness, bladder bowel incontinence. He reports that in the past he has had some x-rays and MRIs. Regarding past treatment, patient reports that he has seen Dr. Jackson in Novi, who was a medical doctor, and he injected steroid injection to the right lower back as a trigger point. He also saw Dr. Marshall Sack, family practice, who also helped. He has done physical therapy for the last 4 months, almost 20 to 25 visits, and chiropractic treatment, 16 treatment which have not helped her. He reports that the massage has helped her the most, and laser treatment helped him also. And he is on NSAID and Flexerin. He reports that most likely he has had one epidural injection, but he is not sure. He has continued all his medications. In the medical review or system review, he suffers from sleep apnea and respiratory disease, and heart disease, palpitations, high cholesterol. In the past surgical histories, he had an accident with his bike and the glass around the right eye injured his eye, and he was operated at Bowman Hospital in 1985. He also has a GERD, for which esophagotomy was done at Providence Hospital. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is alive and suffers from heart attack. Father is deceased, suffers from diabetes, coronary artery disease, and diverticulitis. Siblings are all okay. Relationship status, patient is married, and he lives with his wife and kids. Current employment is status, patient is working part-time, and he is not never filed a disability. Legal history, he was referred by Seva Law Firm. Alcohol history, patient drinks alcohol occasionally. Smoking history, patient does not smoke. He does not use recreational drugs. Regarding the ADLs, and also his sleep is affected, mood is not affected, no suicidal thoughts or homicidal thoughts are reported. no anxiety or depression was reported. Patient reports that his toileting is affected. 5 breast of the ADLs are not affected currently. He also does not report any sadness, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, or difficulty walking, fatigue, weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, or any incontinence of the genital bowel. He attributes all of his symptoms to the automobile accident that occurred on 2/13/2022 as follows. He reported that he was traveling as a driver, and 3 people were traveling together. And it was a 45 car pileup, and the car from behind pushed him into the pile of cars. And his two sons were traveling in the front seat and the rear in a Chevy Volt. And there were 6 cars that hit them one after the other. And their car speed was 50 miles and they were hit at 70 miles an hour approximately. The accident occurred on westbound 696 near Farmington. The accident occurred on the middle lane near Orchard Lake Road. The snow was falling very heavy. Visibility was very low. And there was a many car pileup due to the ice formation. The car slided. Rear-ended. Car hit other cars and spin, and it was hit by 4 more cars. Total 6 cars impacted their car. The airbags were deployed, and they were wearing seat belts, and they were restrained. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was not taken to the hospital. The state police came to the place. It was a matter of a black ice and a snow white out. The patient further reported that the damage was smoke inside the car, and front windshield was shattered. However, the seatbelt and headrest were okay. Back part of the car was pushed completely to the seat all the way. And he reported that all the airbags, 12 airbags opened up. The injury-wise, patient reported that he turned sideways to protect himself. However, his head hit into the headrest, leading to neck whiplash. Seatbelt bruising to the chest from the airbag and from seatbelt. Both the knees hit into the dashboard, and console. And then all the pain started to gather. Someone came to his car. He opened and helped the door, and he was able to come out of the car. The kids were pulled out of the back of the car. The freeway was closed. And ER patient did not go to the ER. He went 2 days later, and instead he went to his family physician, Dr. Sack Moisha. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 170 over 112. Pulse 70, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'9". Weight is 195. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature 96.1. A 54-year-old white male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and his does not appear in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination, which are all normal. Except for paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5 that appear to be in spasm. Musculoskeletal examination. The inspection and palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness is present in the area of L1 through L5 with paravertebral muscle spasm bilaterally from L1 to L5. Paravertebral muscle hypotonicity of 2+. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension is not painful. Please mention there is some tenderness in the spine at L1 to L5 and also T8 and 9 and left sacroiliac joint area, please. In the maneuvers to identify and produce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Perling sign was negative, Lerma test was negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test negative, myelopathy signs is negative, thoracic spine roots test, lump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Bruton's kernic test is negative. Straight leg raising test negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Brugger test was negative, CAM test was negative, Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, so the distraction test is negative. However, the left-sided Faber test and Gosselin test are positive. And Tenderberg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, there's the extremities are warm to touch and well perfused, except for the left forearm. No tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle swelling is noticed. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. Range of motion for all joints is normal. Regarding the left elbow, it is found that there is a tenderness of the both medial and lateral epicondyle, and there is normal range of motion. Left wrist there was a fracture of the distal radius, and there is some scar because of the surgery that was done. Other than that, the grip is slightly poor on the left wrist, and the rest of the extremities are normal. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 X60. G8 9.21, 110, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M60.9, M62.838. In the right elbow, M25.521, left elbow, M25.522. right bursitis M70.31, and pain in the right wrist M25.53, fracture of the right radius. Cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, M454.12, S13.4, XXA, M53.82. Thoracic spine, there is a M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3, XXA, M54.08. Fracture of the T8 and 9, sorry, disc herniation, not fracture, just disc herniation. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, and S33.5, XXX. Sacroiliac spine, left sacroiliac spine, M46.1. Plan of care for Stephen Saffron is from the template. The treatment plan begins with the physical therapy, which is continuously ordered to neck, mid back, lower back, right wrist, right elbow, right forearm, and left sacroiliac joint, and 2 times per week with traction and massage. As well as is released to work 7-pound lifting limit, 7 hours, 7 days. Maps have been reviewed. There are non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs and imaging records and other medical records is as follows. An MRI for the neck, cervical spine, shows a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, along with herniated disc at C6-7 and ligament and flavum hypertrophy. MRI of the lumbar spine shows disc bulge at L4-5 and L5-S1 without significant spinal stenosis, mild bilateral neurofemoral narrowing. Thoracic spine, herniated disc at T8-9 and T9-10. CT scan of the brain is completely negative. Right wrist X-ray shows very mild degenerative changes in the right radiocarpal joint, otherwise unremarkable. CT of the brain was negative. Left forearm X-ray shows no acute fracture, post-surgical changes and post-traumatic changes. X-ray, right forearm, 2 views on the muscle, no fracture is seen. And the left wrist MRI shows no acute fracture or dislocation of the left wrist. Chronic post-traumatic changes in the dorsal distal radius and with plate and screw internal fixation changes, chronic appearance of the left ulnar styloid fracture. There is a mild to moderate loss of articular cartilage, degenerative changes in the radiocarpal joint of the left wrist. Interventional pain procedure, it appears that the patient will benefit from lumbar epidural, thoracic epidural, and cervical epidural injections if the pains are still continuing. Left sacroiliac joint injection may benefit also for diagnostic reading. Surgical options, none are being considered. Neuropsych is not being ordered at this time. Patient doesn't have very many symptoms for that. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. Past medical records have been ordered released. DMEs. The patient has been injured almost a year ago, and he has been provided back brace, neck brace, tensioner, surgical traction, and hand brace. Medications, non-narcotic, are provided. Celebrex 15 milligram, or 200 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Ultram is provided as a pain relief, 100 milligram at night. Elavil 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder. Fluoxetine for headaches, 50 tablets are provided. Follow-up visit and education. Yes, follow-up visit in 15 days. Thank you.